Good afternoon. As Ann said, Leah Hines was unable to get travel approval, but Leah and I did this project together, but she is by far the lead author on the work. And I'm just going to go through the slides and guessing on the buttons. Suicide is a growing public health issue with serious and lasting consequences on individuals, families, and communities. After steadily declining from 1986 through 1999, national suicide rates have increased steadily from 1999 through 2014. The rate of suicide is increasing rapidly among adolescents, young adults, and middle-aged adults. Between 2003 and 2013, the rate of suicides in New York State has increased from 28% 28% from a low of 6.5 per 100,000 residents in 2003 to 8.3 in 2013. Here's our method. Suicides were identified using the New York State Vital Records data. We're using 2012 to 2014 data. Those are the ICD-10 codes that we used. New York City, there's five counties, Bronx, New York, Kings, Queens, and Richmond. And then the rest of the state, there were 57 counties outside of New York City. And we're going to do our analysis comparing New York City and the rest of the state. So New York State is not a state that you can always look at as a whole. I'm sure most states are similar, but in here, New York City is often very different from what goes on in the rest of the state. So for this presentation, we will be looking at suicides and mechanisms used in New York State and rest of state ROS separately. And for the slide, you'll see the green bars are going to represent the rest of the state, the red bars, New York City, and the blue bars is New York State as a whole. For the slide, we can see overall, in the rest of the state, 15.8% of the males, 15.8 per 100,000 in the rest of the state, males are committing suicide, and it's higher than New York City, which is 9.9 per 100,000. For females, rest of the state is slightly higher than New York City, 4.3 versus 3.4 per 100,000. We looked at race and ethnicity and age groups. Looks okay. We have found, again, green is, for this one, yeah, same. Green is rest of state, red is New York City, blue is New York State as a whole. And we find that white non-Hispanics had the highest rate, 10.9 per 100,000 of suicide statewide. These findings were very consistent with New York City being 9.0 and rest of state 11.5. Please note that due to very low frequencies, we are not displaying the American Indian, Alaskan Native age group. We did there, just interpret it carefully because the numbers are low. For age groups, there are very low frequencies in ages 5 to 9 and 10 to 14, so interpret these results with caution. Highest rates for suicides were among in the 45 to 64 age group, and this was consistent in New York State and rest of state. However, as with gender, the rates are considerably higher in rest of state than New York City. So perform a logistic regression to predict risk factors for suicide. We use five independent demographic variables in this regression. We use region, gender, age, race, ethnicity, and injury, and an income indicator. The outcome of interest was suicide death compared to all other injury deaths. And although in the data we definitely saw regional differences, when you control for gender, age, income level, and race and ethnicity, the differences in the regions are no longer significant. And so we're seeing that it's that population that's really driving the differences. For mechanisms, we looked at a total number of suicides for each region and demographic group in the region. And then we looked at the percentage for each mechanism within the group. So the denominator is the number of deaths in a particular group. In New York State, the leading mechanism statewide for suicide was suffocation at 35.4%, followed by firearms at 28.8%, and poisoning at 17.6%. New York City is consistent with suffocation as the preferred mechanism at 39.2%, followed by falls at 20.5%. We find the preferred mechanism in the rest of the state is firearm at 36.9%, followed closely by suffocation at 33.7%. When stratifying by gender, in New York State, the preferred mechanism for males was basically tied between firearm and suffocation, accounting for 35.4 and 35.2 of the male suicides, respectively, followed by poisoning at 12.3. Now, when we look at each region, there are differences in the preferred mechanism among males. In New York City, suffocation accounted for 39.8% of the male suicides, followed by falls at 18.9%, and firearms at 14.8%. In rest of state, firearms accounted for 44% of male suicides, followed by suffocation at 33.2% and poisoning at 12.2%. For females, in New York State, suffocation accounted for 36.3% of the female suicides, followed closely by poisoning at 34% and falls at 11.5%. For females, regional differences were less pronounced than they are for males, but they still existed. Suffocation accounted for 37.9% in New York City, followed by poisoning and falls. For rest of the state, female poisoning accounted for 39% of suicides, followed by suffocation and firearms. So slide 9 here, we have mechanism by race and ethnicity. We are not including the American Indian, Alaska Native in this slide due to low frequencies. The preferred mechanism for white non-Hispanic and rest of state is firearm at 39.4%, followed by suffocation at 31.6%. White non-Hispanics were the only group to have firearms as their leading mechanism. Among black non-Hispanics, preferred mechanism is suffocation at 40.3%, followed by firearms at 26.6%. As with black non-Hispanic, suffocation was the preferred mechanism for both Asian, Pacific Islander, non-Hispanic, and Hispanics at 54.5% and 55%, respectively. As with rest of state, in New York City, we excluded the American Indian and Alaskan Native due to low frequencies, but in New York City, we did see that suffocation was the preferred mechanism among all age groups. Note firearm as deferred mechanism was highest among black non-Hispanic group as opposed to the white non-Hispanic. Falls was also higher among all age groups than it is in rest of state. The logistic regression performed here, we actually did four of them on the most common mechanisms in New York, which is suffocation, firearm, falls, and drowning for all suicide deaths. When controlling for the same five demographic variables we used earlier, region was only significantly different, New York City versus rest of state, for mechanisms, firearms, and falls. So why are we interested in mechanism? Why do mechanisms matter? While several factors contribute to the choice of suicide mechanism, patterns of suicide mechanisms can be understood from concepts such as social accessibility and method and culture and tradition and availability. Additionally, to improve prevention efforts, better knowledge of national, regional, and local suicide patterns and preferred mechanisms is critical. As you just saw, the most obvious example here was the difference in suicide by firearm between rest of state and New York City. A very header-level answer for this could be the variances in gun laws and availability between New York City and rest of state. It's much tougher to get a firearm in New York City. The increase in suicides both nationally and in New York state underscores the need for further research as well as development of prevention strategies, of which regional and demographic differences should be considered. In New York, suicide is recognized in the New York State Prevention Agenda as a public health issue. And there are it's one of the five priority areas, or it's included in one of the five priority areas. We're one of the newer states to the violent death reporting system that we already heard about, and our first year of data should be available shortly, 2015 data. So when we get that, we will start examining the NVDRS or NYVDRS data set.